This story comes from this book by Max Licardo. Some of you, probably most of us on this call, would have read at least one book by Max. He's written so many. Very famous books, very famous writer. And this is why it might have been his very first book in more recent edition called God Came Near. And the entire book is really about the Christmas story. It's a bit about the incarnation. And so I'm going to read you one short chapter from here called Mary's Prayer. And this is imagining Mary watching over the newly born Jesus. So she's watching over him, thinking about him, thinking about what the angel has already told her about him, about what's likely to come. And part of it is, of course, Max Licardo's own imagining of things. So this is a sort of meditation, really, before we get to take the bread and wine together. Mary's Prayer. God, infant God, heaven's fairest child, conceived by the union of divine grace with our disgrace, sleep well. Sleep well. Bask in the coolness of this night, bright with diamonds. Sleep well, for the heat of anger simmers nearby. Enjoy the silence of the crib, for the noise of confusion rumbles in your future. Savor the sweet safety of my arms, for a day is soon coming when I cannot protect you. Rest well, tiny hands, for though you belong to a king, you will touch no satin, own no gold. You will grasp no pen, guide no brush. No, your tiny hands are reserved for works more precious. To touch a leper's open wound, to wipe a widow's weary tear, to claw the ground of Gethsemane. Your hands, so tiny, so tender, clutched tonight in an infant's fist. They aren't destined to hold a scepter nor wave from a palace balcony. They are reserved instead for a Roman spike that will staple them to a Roman cross. Sleep deeply, tiny eyes. Sleep while you can, for soon the blurriness will clear and you will see the mess we have made of your world. You will see our nakedness, for we cannot hide. You will see our selfishness, for we cannot give. You will see our pain, for we cannot heal. O eyes that will see hell's darkest pit and witness her ugly prince, sleep, please sleep. Sleep while you can. Lay still, tiny mouth. Lay still, mouth from which eternity will speak, tiny tongue that will soon summon the dead, that will define grace, that will silence our foolishness. Rosebud lips upon which ride a star-born kiss of forgiveness for those who will believe you, and of death to those who deny you. Lay still. And tiny feet, cupped in the palm of my hand, rest. For many difficult steps lie ahead for you. Do you taste the dust of the trails you will travel? Do you feel the cold water upon which you will walk? Do you wrench at the invasion of the nail you will bear? Do you fear the steep descent down the spiral staircase into Satan's domain? Rest, tiny feet. Rest today so that tomorrow you might walk with power. Rest, for millions will follow in your steps. And little heart, holy, pumping the blood of life through the universe, how many times will we break you? You'll be torn by the thorns of our accusations. You'll be ravaged by the cancer of our sin. You'll be crushed under the weight of your own sorrow. And you'll be pierced by the spear of our rejection. Yet, in that piercing, in that ultimate ripping of muscle and membrane, in that final rush of blood and water, you will find rest. Your hands will be freed. Your eyes will see justice. Your lips will smile. And your feet will carry you home. And there you'll rest again, this time in the embrace of your Father. Mary's prayer. Let's pray together. Father, the Christmas story has so much of joy in it, so much that is lovely to hear, so many things that are beautiful to see. The songs we sing, the time we spend as family, the joy of a mother with a newborn. So many things that are beautiful and sweet. But Father, also hidden in this story is the truth of what Jesus' life would become and how difficult it would be. And we thank you that he was willing to share in our flesh, our humanity, so that we would know that you, Father, understand us, because Jesus has experienced our world. We thank you that Jesus was willing for his hands and his feet to be pierced. We thank you that he was willing to allow his blood to be poured out for our forgiveness. We thank you that he gave up his rest in heaven to give us rest in the heavenlies at the end of time. We thank you that he's given us true freedom, which we begin to experience now and we're looking forward to in its fullness in the next life. We thank you for the righteousness that he brings us, making us right with you, even though right things were not done to him. We thank you that he was willing to forego justice so that we could be justified. We thank you that he came to teach us what was right and true and to tell us of how much you love us. And we thank you for his journey to this earth and on this earth that shows us the way to live and shows us the way home. We pray, Father, that this Christmas time would refresh our hearts as families and friends, but also refresh our hearts with love and gratitude for what you have done for us and what Jesus did for us. We pray that we'd be refreshed and inspired to carry on the Christian life into the year ahead. As we take bread and wine now, we thank you for Jesus, and we pray in his name. Amen. Amen. Let's take bread and wine together.